Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. What's up? How you feeling? Hope you're having a great day wherever you're at. Boy, do we have a fun episode for you today. Our good buddy, comedian, writer, actor, Mo Mandel. You might have seen him on Chelsea lately. He tours all over the country. He's been on Conan, Craig Ferguson. He was on the NBC show Free Agents. He's been on Modern Family. He's a really great comedian with a sharp point of view. He's edgy. He's energetic. He's Jewish. He's a great dude, and he brought it hard on this podcast. This is one of my favorites we've done in a while. When people bring it, you know, because, you know, Brad and I are going to bring it because we have to. It's our show. But a lot of people bring it, and it makes it better. So you're going to really enjoy this episode. Can't wait to hear what you think. Also, we have done our first live video podcast with Kogo.tv. Thank you for everybody who tuned into that. That was really awesome. We live streamed it on Kogo.tv/aboutlastnight. And it went awesome. You guys live tweeted at us. We had a bunch of incentives up on the wall that you can purchase, like signed albums of Brad and I's. For also one of the things you can purchase is to have Brad or I make fun of one of your enemies on Twitter. You can pay to have me prank call somebody in a Morgan Freeman voice or improvise a song about your life. Or Brad to give you a lap dance. Wow, I don't know how that one would work. Via video stream? I don't know. Anyway, a lot of cool shit up there to buy. We're going to keep on adding more stuff. It's just kind of a fun way to interact with the fans. But you don't have to buy some. You can also just watch the video live and tweet at us because that's a lot of fun, too. We're going back and forth with some of the people. Somebody asked how come he only has $10. What can that get him? So we got Mo to do a cartwheel in our fucking apartment, and he almost died. So, of course, last week we didn't have a new episode, so we posted a classic episode, which was from our first few months of doing the podcast, which the first time we had on our buddy Chris D'Elia. And it was just such a funny episode, one of my favorites. And, you know, I feel like we've gained a lot of listeners in the past year, and so I wanted to kind of reintroduce you guys to how far we've come, and also how great Chris is, and how much fun he is to have on the podcast. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. If you've loved the latest one he's been on, you're going to love that first one. It's called Chris D'Elia Classic under the About Last Night podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Subscribe, rate, download the podcast, tell your friend, and comment on the podcast on iTunes, because when you do, that's how we jump up in the charts and become the number one podcast of all time. I totally did that like the Saturday Night Live guy. It's Saturday Night Live with the About Last Night podcast. People are like, what the fuck? This show is going down the hill. Of course, get all the episodes of our podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, and aboutlastnightpodcast.com. And when you're at aboutlastnightpodcast.com, click on that Amazon banner, motherfucker, and buy your shit through that banner. Because when you do, this is a horrible pitch. When you do, we get a couple kickback coins from your purchases, and that helps us to continue to buy great microphones and have more Rite Aid candles to create a sweeter ambiance for our big-time celebrity guests. Oh, yeah, because there's a lot of them coming, because you know how we do it over here. So do that. Also, follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. Tour dates, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. I am going to be at the Madhouse Comedy Club and the Beachwood Comedy Club in San Diego, California, May 7th, Wednesday, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. 8 o'clock at Madhouse, 10 o'clock at Beachwood. And then May 10th through the 23rd, I'm going to New Orleans, baby. I'm doing all the digital content for Adam Devine's Comedy Central Stand-Up Showcase Show, House Party. First time in New Orleans, pretty stoked. Going to be down there doing all the digital content, warming up the shows. May 22nd through the 25th, I'll be at Irvine, the Irvine Improv with Brad Williams. And then May 29th, 30th, and 31st, I'll be at the Pioneer Underground Theater in Reno, Nevada. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com.
But hey, where's Brad going to be? I want to see his stand-up comedy.
No problem, kid. Brad will be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club May 9th and 10th in Ventura, California. He'll be at the Ice House headlining May 16th and 17th. And then, of course, the Irvine Improv. I'll be opening for him May 22nd through the 25th. Go to his website, bradwilliamscomic.com, to get tickets and show information. That's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for telling your friends. We got more great guests coming up. Tom Arnold, Melissa McCarthy, Adam Carolla, Emil Hirsch, Francisco Ramos. The hits just keep on coming. Oh, we got a lot of fun coming your way. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this hilarious episode of the About Last Night podcast with the one and only Mr. Mo Mandel.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. It's about last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Well, there. Chit-chat. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night podcast.
Yeah.
And we're doing something new. Now, if you're listening to this on your iPod, iTunes, Stitcher next week, well, then ignore the following few sentences. But we are
but
live
just that
right
much.
Now. But yeah, but
pay attention for the rest after that.
Right now, a few people are, hopefully thousands, are watching us live on Kogo.tv / About Last Night.
Whoa.
Right? It's on. Yeah. Right now we're looking at ourselves and waving and finding out that there's a delay, and that's fun.
Yeah. I cannot watch the video anymore because there is a delay.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you guys in my ears, and then I'm watching the video of what happened 20 seconds prior.
It's like you're doing a newscast reporting to yourself about what's going on at your own podcast.
Wow. It's like the podcast version of Inception.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's always what I've thought of this podcast as. Whenever I'm listening to your podcast, I'm like, am I dreaming about myself? Dreaming?
Can two people really be this funny all the time?
Yeah. I am dreaming about my own wet dream right now while listening to your guys' podcast.
Dreaming of a wet dream sounds like a Hall & Oates song.
It is a Hall & Oates song.
Dreaming of a wet dream.
Sung by Michael McDonald, too.
Dreaming of a wet dream.
Guess started.
I want to go into the bit and sing, but A, I can't sing, and B, I don't know who Hall & Oates really is, aside from
Hall & Oates, who they are.
I know they're
two guys,
a band.
Piece of shit.
Oh, jeez.
Daryl Hall. Daryl Hall and somebody Oates, because I don't even know him that well.
I think it's Ezekiel Oates, I believe. That's why he dropped it and just went with the
Oates.
Well,
he became a part of the Jewish juggling group, the Flying Karamazov Brothers.
Oh, God, they're so good.
Mo, do you know who those guys are?
Well, I remember opening for them a few times in the 20s.
Please tell me you're not joking. The 20s, they're from like the 80s, dude.
The Flying Karamazov Brothers?
Karamazov Brothers.
No, I don't know who those guys
they're
are.
They're Jewish jugglers, and you're Jewish.
So, but
you should know who the only jugglers are.
I am Jewish. I'm not part of the circus folk community. So,
but you were a Jewish juggler? So it's like, I got the checkbook. I got a schedule. I'm juggling back
and forth. You know what, Brad?
What's up?
That's funny.
That's very anti-Semitic. What they do is they take sticks and they put bagels on each of the sticks and they keep the bagels up
hilarious.
In the air like kind of like plates.
They actually do. Both of you are joking and both of you are wrong.
And then they nosh on the bagels.
Yeah,
they
I like
nosh.
That.
It's an incredible group. When you're a kid, you think about any performer being incredible because you don't know that that's something people do. You're like, whether you see a children's theater play or Jew jugglers or fucking...
As they're officially known.
Or Mormon mathematicians, whatever you're watching live, you're just so amazed by. And those guys, but also juggling, to be fair, is an incredible skill set.
I can juggle.
You can?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Well, we've got some candles here.
All right, perfect.
Go for it.
How dare you? Anything flammable, I like to
juggle. If you break my right edge jar candles.
So would you say...
Is a sentence I've never said before. And never followed it with, I'll fucking kill you.
I think though that Sam Elliott could make that still masculine.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, if you break my right edge jar candles. That's not Sam Elliott.
That's Jason Statham meets fucking.
Yeah. Was that Batman?
Yeah.
If you break my jar candles, I'll never forgive you for what you did to Rachel.
Just to finish up this Flying Karamazov Brothers, would you say they're like the Jewish Harlem Globetrotters? Is that the example?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Mo Mandel, bringing the funny, bringing
That's
the
right.
heat. I feel like if we were doing a real like morning radio show, that's where we'd take a commercial break, or that's where they would introduce you, because that was
off that line.
That was really funny.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man. I'm glad.
Usually when I tell something funny, people in the room laugh, but you guys just applauded.
It was like doing an old Comedy Central show in the 90s where like every joke got an applause break.
Oh my God, I remember those. That was back when they still had the brick wall and not like the techno lasers going on behind them that they have right now.
Was it like that for your Comedy Central half hour special?
Segue, Adam Murray.
Boom. Which you can find on iTunes at MoMandel.com.
Thank you.
Mo Mandel, so also nice. From Chelsea Lately, the NBC show Free Agents.
Which you've all heard of.
Which you've all heard of. Right. Came and went as fast as.
Did you see one of the four episodes?
He shot eight, Brad, and the other four are on Hulu. So don't act like I'm not getting a 40 cents a month residual check from that electronic distribution.
That's, dude, but you know what? You're ahead of the game for many people because you have starred on a sitcom.
Yeah. It was a very exciting 21 days. And
I saw you, remember, like, I saw you 3 weeks before it aired.
Yeah.
And then I saw you the day after it got canceled an audition. And you were, dude, I've never laughed so hard at an audition waiting room, because you walk in with your fucking Mo energy and your Mo anger but it's so likable anger, which you bring onto stage into your bits. You get very fired up. You get passionate about what you're talking about.
Without a doubt.
First of all, let me just say, like, you have to do that being a stand-up comic. Have an emotional connection.
Can't
and there's not it. One bit that comes out of your mouth that you don't have a fucking fired up stance on.
Well, let me tell you, because I remember the audition, and this story's even better than you remember, because okay, Free Agents had gotten canceled the day before.
Okay.
Then I saw you at an audition for Perfect Gentlemen, a show on CBS.
Yeah.
I went home after the audition, took a nap, got a call from my manager going, hey, they really like me for this CBS show for this guest star. Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, that show was canceled. I swear to fucking God.
Yeah, that was the Kevin Dillon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like a virus.
Yeah,
a show and it crumbles. I just thought about the new X-Men, and it's already going to be a terrible movie.
This might be the time
we just got a text
from actually all the networks saying.
Did you guys just get canceled from Kogo?
All from Kogo. The internet canceled us.
This is the first Kogo cancel, which you can also order online at Starbucks.com.
We got replaced by a horse playing hockey.
Well, first of all, that should have been the show in the first place.
I know.
How much more awesome does that seem just off
Brad
the top?
Brad riding a horse?
I mean, a midget hockey? Telling jokes is second only to a horse playing hockey.
You know what? I'm not even going to argue with that.
We should mention that we are live streaming on Kogo TV, which, hey, this is the first live streaming thing we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about it because we give our viewers, our About Last Night listeners, which we haven't really coined a term for our viewers yet.
Yeah, they're not like the Beliebers.
Or the About Last Nighters. Like, that's
too
long.
You know,
some of our other friends who only have 5,000 Twitter followers have coined terms for their fans, which I'll go on record as saying that's fucking ridiculous.
Wait, well,
are we talking about the Taylords?
No, that's brilliant.
Taylor has thousands.
Yeah. He also was fucking second place on a show that has millions of viewers.
Right.
So that's brilliant.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
You know, it's still funny. It's funny to pick a nickname for your fans.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he had to do that. Right. And that was brilliant. Dude, he gets 12-year-olds coming to his shows being like, I'm a Taylord, that's weird and
creepy. It's all great, but as a comedian, when you see other comedians utilizing marketing tactics,
I know.
It's just bizarre. Because you're wait a minute, now I got to look at your fucking meme on my timeline? Yeah. I thought we just got coffee yesterday.
I will never, if I ever get to a point where I'm like tweeting like hashtag like
A-Ray,
Adam Razors or Adam Raylords or Adam
Adam Raylords is a bad name. He's gonna go on record and saying do not
Adam Ray Dogs. I mean, like
the Adam Ray Dong Chongs.
Adam Rays of Light. The Adam what?
The Adam Ray Dong Chongs. I don't know. Maybe
I kind of like it.
Mixing. I mean, you might tap into another. All I know is I've got my dwarf disciples. And
is that real?
I don't know. It's very real.
Brad Williams has his dwarf disciples.
They follow
me everywhere.
I have a blog on my website.
And of course, I got the one Jew that's going to betray me.
Yeah.
Biblical reference.
Oh, I love that.
Biblical
that
reference.
Good.
Yeah. Brad Williams starts with a ice hockey horse joke, segues to a dwarf disciples, and nails it with the
Old Testament zinger. I mean, that was like, we didn't, that was like, you connected the dots. That was brilliant.
That was not a reverse.
When you said that, that was like Usual Suspects. Everything just sort of formed, all
just
like
came together. So I'm the GIMP?
Yo, this guy.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. Yo, by the way, this guy just said, I can't see anything.
Well,
Ryan,
because you guys got canceled because of my presence.
Yo, Eric, so we're live in my apartment, by the way, which if you are watching, you can see the candles that we so famously discuss on every podcast. They've been complimented by Taryn Killam. They've been insulted by Bob Saget.
Yep.
They've been perfectly and articulately placed by Adam Ray.
Mm-hmm.
We also have incentives, I guess, throughout the podcast, Mo, that some of them are, hey, if you donate $25, you get a signed copy of Adam and Brad's comedy CDs. Hey, who doesn't want that? There's also for $65. I don't know who set these prices.
I don't even know what these incentives are. I'm just going to say it's a little steep.
Let me tell you, Mo, if you think that's affordable, for $65, Brad and Adam will sing your favorite TV show theme song during the podcast. Wait, now that seems fair.
Yeah. Adam wouldn't want to hear us sing the theme to Family Matters for $65.
I'll give you a small taste of Family Ties. What would you do, baby, without love?
Is that Hall & Oates?
No, that's the Family Ties theme song.
Sorry.
And for free, Brad will not harmonize properly.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. I'm listening now.
What for $85, you can have Adam and Brad prank call a friend of yours in a Morgan Freeman voice.
Ooh.
Can we just hear a sample? Can I be the friend?
And sure.
Right. Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. Is this Mo's friend Travis?
Are you the guy from those Allstate commercials?
Fuck you, man. That's another black guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Pedro Serrano from Major League.
Oh, dude, that guy cannot hit a curveball, am I right?
I know, you are right.
No, but the thing about, oh, wait, I'm a guy doing Morgan Freeman. I just wrote Major League and I broke character.
That's how you get us to break character.
Yeah, that's how you get.
What was the guy's name? Iguano? Or who was the
Jesus, that sounded so racist.
No. Remember the guy in Major League who you were talking about? Serrano.
Yeah, Pedro Serrano.
He worshipped Joe Boo.
Joe Boo.
That was it.
What a great movie.
No one drinks Joe Boo's rum.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
So those are the incentives. There's also, Mo, I mean, I don't know if there's no incentives on here for you, but let's just say, hey, if for $10, and we'll go ahead and add this right now, Mo will
attempt a cartwheel.
Absolutely. In the living room.
I will do that, and that cartwheel will come with a copy of my CD and me spraining my back.
So that is all those medical bills.
Yeah.
And then so the next time we do this Kogo TV, you'll be live from physical therapy.
Yeah.
And
you can watch me do some leg raises. You mm-hmm. can watch me use an ice pack. All kinds of exciting stuff going down. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of
ice packs,
now that we're talking about backs, I actually have a good segue for this. Surprisingly, I did acupuncture for the first time last week, and cupping, where they put those cups on your back, they like suction cup your skin up there. It's supposed to make you feel better.
What are they supposed to do, by the way? Here's what's great about acupuncture. I've done it a couple times too. You never know what they're doing or what it's for. They say even when they're putting the needles in me, they're like, "This is the chloroform, honey badger fucking." It could have been AIDS they were just shoving into my back. I just was like, "Yeah, I'm laying down, so it's got to be legit."
Yeah, and you're like, "Well, I did a Yelp review, so I'm sure this is legitimate."
But seriously, and they're like, "The suction cups. This is supposed to be good." And it does help, and like it sucks up the isolated area of pain.
By the way, this is a great utilization of the camera, because watch this. I still have the bruises.
Oh, Jesus.
From the suction cups.
This is why live episodes are the future.
Yeah.
Look at this. First of all,
Look at that shit.
I can't wait for
holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, that looks like you have an alien burrowing inside your body about to pop out or something.
That's what happens when you go down on a frog. You get giant tadpole-like lesions.
Here's the thing, though.
I'm slowly morphing into another species.
Dude, that's incredible.
Yeah.
How long do those last for?
A week. And then what's great is when you have these suction cup marks on your back, it comes with this great side effect. No one fucks you.
Right.
Ever.
Because a lot of people, when you're fucking them, are looking at that part of your body.
Yes.
Well,
hey, wait a minute.
Let me ask you this.
Brad is getting fucked, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that was kind of what he was implying.
A lot of people are like, dude, what are these marks on your back?
I don't know, Brad. Just keep driving in my asshole. Fight through it. Fight through it.
Yeah, yeah.
BradWilliams.com. Brad Seiple. You want to be a Brad Seiple or not?
I love it. Brad, when he's getting fucked, is always self-promoting.
It's like, you're already fucking me. I think the sale's been made, but no.
They're like,
I just drive home.
Coco TV, live stream.
For $150, you can fuck me. Wow. But
incredible. You're going to have to look at these weird suction cups. I hope that's not a turn off.
Yo, I can. All right, so somebody said I can't see anything. Now some guy says I can see everything. So now I'm wondering.
And it's also a complaint.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
He says those.
I can see you unsubscribe right now to the podcast.
Yo,
didn't know you were that ugly.
I thought you guys were both black.
Yo, two guys are getting into a little fight. One guy says, Ramsey Badal says, shut your face to Ryan Knudsen.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. It's on.
Yo, my boy Colin Sullivan says, you guys are coming in loud and clear, and the video looks good. Nice trophies. Thanks, Colin. That trophy, by the way, is from the Comedy Basketball League. I think we mentioned this with Bob Saget.
Yeah.
The Comedy Basketball League.
Quick Fat in the house.
Quick Fat in the house.
You're Quick Fat?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Well, so whenever you should
be quick injured, because how many times did you get injured last year?
It was like way too many times. From age 12 and below, I never got injured, and I ripped it up.
Those years of your life go down in sports talk history. Whenever I hear people talking about the great athletes of this time, Adam Ray up to about 11 and a half, 12 was just dominant.
Here's what, dude, Mo, and I was. That's why we, dude. Yes, I ripped it up, Mo, because I was quick fat, all right?
You shouldn't have wasted all your
kids
good
couldn't
years
stop
on
me.
The playground.
Well, touche. Kids could not stop me because of my girth, and they couldn't, and I was too fast because I didn't want to, like, be, I didn't want my skinny friends to beat me.
Yeah.
So on the basketball court, and we mentioned this when Eric Griffin was on the show, how during the finals we played an all-black team. We'd never done that in our league yet, as sixth graders. We'd only played white teams, man. Why? I don't know.
It's like the exact opposite of the plot of Teen Wolf.
Right.
All right. So,
So we're playing the all black team.
And Adam Ray would play Teen Wolf if they remade that movie now.
Absolutely.
He would definitely.
I would love to.
Yeah. I think
hey, if you're listening, Hollywood.
Michael J. Fox to Adam Ray, natural progression.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I am hitting threes. I'm hitting turnaround jumpers.
Boom.
I'm dominating, right?
Juice box, back on the court.
Pop-Tarts, you mean.
Orange slice, back on the court.
You mean Krispy Kreme donut.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm on the sidelines. Then all of a sudden you hear one of the dads. You know, the dads of the other team's getting fired up. And I just hit my third three in a row and was running down court, fucking going nuts, jiggling and bouncing all over the place. And I hear one of the dads go, man, that fat motherfucker's killing us.
Which, as a kid, nothing better.
Yeah.
Nothing
and guess
better.
What? Guess what? I didn't
awesome.
Like to be teased, but at that point, that was the giant compliment. Because it was that fat motherfucker. I didn't hear that part. I heard, he's killing us. And I was just like, fuck yeah. Like, that guy's afraid of me.
Dude, that is fucking awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, that trophy is from our Comedy Basketball League. Years later, we took second place and third place, actually. And somebody was going to break it. And I go, dude.
You got that big of a trophy for third place in comedy? Like,
there was five teams. You had to beat out two whole other teams.
Fuck you. There was 90 teams.
I got a trophy. The biggest trophy I ever won was about this big. It was like 3 feet. And I got it in a taekwondo tournament when I was a junior in high school.
Wow. Did they
taekwondo.
Teach you to say it like that?
What, taekwondo?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's taekwondo, man.
No, it's taekwondo.
Says who?
It says me. I took it for a year, bro. I have a huge trophy.
I took it for a month. Did you get a white belt?
I got a fucking green with a little stripe on it.
Whoa. That's
and my dad had to buy like 15 belts. They make you.
How many Asians do you have to kill to get that?
Well, when you grew up in the town I grew up in, zero, because there's no Asians or around at all.
Where was that?
In Boonville, California. But check it out. So the tournament.
Wait, Boonville?
That's called Boonville.
I've lived here. I've lived in this state my entire life. I've never heard of Boonville, California.
700 people in the town.
Well, of course you got the green belt because, like, it's like you and one other kid.
No, he's going Richard Standards, Brad.
No, but listen, so they had to have some. There was no one enough around to do a tournament for taekwondo, so they had to have people come up. So some other schools came, and
I feel like I have like fucking Sacagawea giving us instructions. You must go to the tree of taekwondo.
Well, what you guys do is you paddle your canoe about 97 leopard skins down the old Great Highway. So, but they match up in these tournaments not by age. In size and gender,
because that would make sense.
By belt, and it turned out the only person in my belt
some
was
42-year-old construction worker
was
named
a 10-year-old black girl.
Oh, my
better.
God!
So I had to, like, you know,
how old were you?
was probably like 15, 16.
So what happened?
Fucked her up.
What happened?
But I accidentally wasn't like
kick to the chest. No, what do you think happened?
Like, you weren't supposed to hit them. It was like, right. You know, points. Yeah. But I accidentally did give her like a little back
of
fist.
Of course
knock.
She did.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did like kickbox her. I threw some dust in her eyes. She was like, ah,
that's some Foot Clan shit.
I can't
shit.
See. Yeah. She had to listen. Anyway, so I won, but it was kind of like a bittersweet victory. But
now, why did your career stop there? Like, what about?
Because for me, it was
go around beating up black girls all across the country at that point.
Not to say I couldn't get back into that racket if I really wanted to. No, I didn't beat her up. It was like tournament
fair. Yeah, it was all for points.
She had a green belt.
Okay. Who can get their hand up quicker and act like they're blocking somebody, right?
Yeah, you go.
Taekwondo was a joke. Dude, I did it. I got a white belt. Taekwondo was a joke.
Thank you.
I did it for 3 months. I got a white belt. I was quick fat. Well, they give everybody a white belt. Yeah. So you didn't earn anything. And you know what I did? I went to a couple training sessions, and then I went to I signed up at a time where the guy who was like the dojo master, yeah, was a white dude with a mustache, remember? He looked like everybody's dad. And he was like, had a beer gut, and he was like, I'm going to break like 600. It was... I signed up on like a Wednesday, and on that weekend it was like, hey, fucking Stan Menudo or whatever is fucking going to set the world record for board breakings with his fist. Mm-hmm. He gets to like 70, right? And then just fucking fucks up his arm so bad. There's like, I don't know, 600 people, all the people in the community and who had signed up previously and who were also a part of it now. And I remember he was just, there was so much hype and energy, and he was going down the line trying to break, no joke, it wasn't as many as that, probably like 200 boards, right? So he's at 70, and he just,
they're not all stacked. It's like one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time.
Oh, okay.
And he gets to 70, like... and fucking just, I remember just seeing his like, I don't know what I saw first, the sound of his hand hitting the board and it not breaking. His hand was just finally like, dude, fuck it. We can't keep doing this.
Stan's like, hey, if there was any point to us doing this, we'd be on board. Yeah. But this is the most futile exercise.
Yeah.
This is board number 72. We were on board at board 35.
Yeah. We were like, all right, let's let him get out of his system. You know, he's working through some things with his father. Yeah, but at this point, just enough.
Yeah, every board had an emotional, like, I think he was even saying names like, Janet, like ex-wives. That's who's fucking smacking him.
Wait, and you know, he comes home to his wife, and the wife is like, so Richard, how with your day? And he's like, I am the dojo master.
Yeah. She's like, what are you gonna do now? You can't even hit me in my back.
Yeah. He's like, she's like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, but don't fuck me from the back. I got these fucking acupuncture legions.
Yeah, but I feel great. You make fun of my acupuncture legions, which sounds like a band name.
Legions.
Legions.
If you're ever having sex with a guy from behind, yep, and you see lesions on his lower back, pull out.
This has been Mo Mandel with butt sex etiquette.
You do have the...
But here's the thing.
The best tips.
I had to do taekwondo because I was one of these kids where my parents were always trying to find something I could excel at. Mm-hmm. I was terrible at school.
And
yeah,
really?
Yeah, and I was like very small. I was like 103 pounds as a freshman in high school, and I was like, you know, so clearly I wasn't getting laid. Couldn't even fuck small dwarfs. There was just nobody around.
103 pounds in high school. Says he's small. You son of a bitch.
How much do you weigh?
Now 115.
You're 115?
Yeah.
You're a muscly little fucker, dude.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing push-ups every day.
Is that Morgan Freeman again?
Yeah, Brett's having a stroke.
Wait, what impressions?
Dude, Morgan Freeman's all over this podcast.
I don't remember the last 30 seconds. What happened?
Sign up for that. Yeah, pay $65 to have Brad do a Morgan Freeman and sound like that. That's actually worth it.
Yeah, I was in the movie Shawshank Redemption. I want to go to that place in Mexico.
Telecanali, or what was it called?
Whoa, man,
I don't think it was Telecanali.
Wait, so you were bad at just everything?
I was just bad at everything.
Well, so I appreciate that your parents took an active role in trying to get you involved, though.
My mom...
Or were they just felt so bad for you?
No, they were very aggressive about me building up self-esteem and things like, okay, for instance, I got on the SATs, I got an 850. Right, which isn't...
That's not good.
That's not good.
Fantastic.
Well, it's not... Well, you get fantastic. It's definitely not fantastic.
You get 400 points for getting your name right.
When they hand you back your SATs with an 850, it comes with a little Walmart name tag. Like, you're going to need this in about 6 months.
And some mom jeans for whoever you marry and or fuck.
And so, but my mom did the classic, move where, you know, a certain type of
still
parent
supportive.
Does. Supportive, but not even just that. She decided that I had ADD. So she decided I wasn't dumb. I was a victim. So she found out that if you could prove you have ADD, mm-hmm. then you get extra time on the SATs.
What?
So she had me take an SAT test. I mean, not an SAT, an ADD test. And there's a real test. It's not like someone snaps and they're like, sure. Oh, he's looking over there. Yeah, he's got it. Right. It's like a thing. So she, it costs $500. So we go down there and my mom, I'll never forget that, she goes, hey, it's in your best interest to fail this test, you know, because
you're like, Mom, I've been training for this day my entire life.
I'm ready to go. Locked and loaded.
Holy shit. So I go in there and she's like, fail it, you know, because you're not getting scholarships and don't waste the $500. Yeah, you know? Right. So I go in there and the way an ADD test works, it's called the TOVA test. You look at a screen and a little ball pops up and they want to see if you can focus. So when you see the ball, you click a button. Okay. But I was like, I'd see it and I'd be like, I ain't seeing shit, motherfucker. You know, I wasn't going to click. Then I wouldn't see the ball. I'd be like, clickety click, click, bitch. You know, I was like just trying to fuck it up. And then I did get a little ADD and I started to sort of like clicking randomly, just like, we will rock. He was getting bored. Anyway, the moral of the story is I go out there, the doctor looks at my results, he looks at my mom and goes, he needs an x-ray of his brain.
No.
What? Yeah, he goes, like, we need to give him a brain scan. And my mom knew that I had kind of purposely sandbagged it, so she's like, we're good.
Cool on the brain scan.
Because
his brain. She's like,
to get an MRI. That's another.
Yeah, she's like,
God knows how much money.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, well, maybe we'll come back for that. And he's like, well, what do you mean come back?
Holy shit,
So I got fucking like, I got like 7 hours to take it.
All right,
and I got like 11:50.
11:50.
Yeah.
So what did you? After that, what skills do you start to figure out that you're like? How do you end up getting into comedy? If you were, you said you weren't good in school, so yeah. I mean, you were a class clown or.
No, I was, well, I was, no, cause I wasn't that confident either. You know, I'll tell you how it all started. I mean, well, I used to do a lot of writing. I would always like write short stories and stuff. And then I somehow got into this public speaking class and, I just like loved it. And I ended up making like $12,000 in public speaking contests throughout high school.
Holy
I went
shit.
To like the state.
Where were these? Twice.
Yeah. Like random weird people would do these things, like the Lions Club and the Rotary Club, and I fucking crushed it. And I would get up there like a Baptist minister, like just wow, I just fucking love being on stage like that.
Yeah, Brett, you would have saved him years of Hot Topic.
Exactly.
He worked at Hot Topic.
I was a blend at Hot Topic, and for those watching on Kogo.tv, I pretty much dressed back then how I dress now, just kind of like a dabs of douchebag, and that's a story I want to open up in the mall. Dabs
of douchebag. Yeah, but you rock.
Don't already have Pacific Sunwear?
Oh, that's
already?
True.
Wait, how many shirts? How many dragons are in your closet right now? Lifeless.
Ooh, lifeless dragons in my closet. I'd say a good 4 dragons.
And you talking like jewelry dragons?
Like
on the shirt.
Like a dragon's dragon's on the shirt. No, I'm not like,
you ever have like
like Game of Thrones, like House of Lannister, dragons attack.
If you go into fucking is that Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, he keeps coming up.
God, he is all over this place.
Well, he's a versatile voice actor. A lot of people don't know.
Hey, House of Dragons, I'm Morgan Freeman.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. We're not talking, because I like when you go in there and you're like, so what's all these weird skull pendants about?
Oh yeah.
Like, who is this for?
That guy who came up with that store is it's probably the same guy who came up with Girls Gone Wild.
Joe Francis, he's just sitting there going like, I got girls getting titties, but how could I get them to also wear a rainbow bright backpack?
Yeah, Joe Francis.
I got it!
He's just sitting there going, how dumb are people? Let's find out.
I could answer that question for you, having been an employee of the Hot Topic.
Did you enjoy that? Did you have sex with a lot of goth chicks? Just fat girls?
Lots of fat girls. And then they opened up Torrid, so the fat girls didn't come to the Hot Topic.
Torrid?
Anymore.
What's Torrid?
Torrid is Hot Topic for fat chicks.
I thought Hot Topic was for fat chicks.
I thought it was a frozen yogurt stand.
If it was, it'd be still in business.
You know what's great about girls in frozen yogurt? I'll say this, and this isn't even a chubby girl thing. It's a girl thing in general. They'll always, like, at USC, when they opened a frozen yogurt stand in the comments.
I remember that.
Yeah. Girls would always try to, like, it's like, just get everything on the yogurt. You don't want just the yogurt. But they'd always go, like,
you'll split this with me, right? Okay, cool. So let me get the low fat vanilla. It's like, okay, it has like it's 6 grams of fat, but it's like the good fat. So okay, so let's get that, and then I'll get some berries, some raspberries, and then maybe like 2 gummy bears, and then half an Oreo. Well, we can get a whole Oreo. Will you split the Oreo with? Okay, so we'll get 2 Oreo. All right, let's just get 4 Oreos. So we can each have, save it for later, and then because you put it in the side of the cup, so you can save it for later. And then 2 Oreos, and then let's see, there's some what are those Milky Ways? Okay, just put the whole thing in there because I just it's not that big of a candy bar anyway. I'm gonna send a letter to Milky Way, and then we'll get 2 Butterfingers. By the end of it, every fucking topping is in there, and the raspberries have fallen out because it got fucking scooped out.
The Butterfingers have eaten the raspberries.
Yeah, dude. And so and by the end of it, they're holding this giant fucking candy bowl.
Yeah.
And then for, you know, $3.
It's also, whenever I go to like Pinkberry or one of these yogurt places, like I actually do kind of want like the yogurt. And then I'm like, I just want, the toppings are right there. So you'll just make these concoctions that are just disgusting. You're
right.
You're like, well, I want some pineapple. That'd be good. And that'll probably go with peanut butter toffee.
But it's like, it's right there, you know, and it's free at this point.
Because you do what the chicks do and you get Crunch Bars and Three Musketeers, yeah, and caramel sauce, and you go, let's throw like 2 blackberries on there. Let's make it healthy.
I'm
feeling good now.
They should have a name for something when it call it, like when you just something crazy when you put everything in the bowl like that. Because you know, like there's a graveyard for like getting a soda thing. Like it should be like a, you know, if you're ordering
a suicide of soda.
It's called the quick fat delight or something.
Or give me like, hey, give me a dance's butt cheeks. Something, just something crazy. They're like, crazy, and they're like, we know exactly what you want, that with or without the fudge. You know?
Would you ever go I think you should call it the Precious.
Yeah, the Precious would be good.
Yeah, let's go Precious.
Would you ever like go to one of these frozen yogurt places and like load the shit out of it with like candy and everything, but you get like a small and you're like, I'm basically getting a salad right now.
Dude.
Well, it's still 4,000 calories, yeah, but I mean, I could have been so much fatter.
I mean, when you think of what I could have done to myself,
dude, I could have had a bowl of heroin. I mean, I'm really being good
so
right now.
So funny, dude. You know, Subway. Just speaking of this, like fat stuff, like Subway just has a flatbread pizza now. Do you know that?
Yeah,
a flatizza.
Flatizza.
Subway used to be restaurants are forcing Subway to change their game. Subway used to be eat fresh. Now it's fuck it. They're literally just wrapping shit in pizza so that people like they have to stay competitive.
Yeah, but I gotta say, Adam, I mean, in college, I actually spent a significant time in Italy, and it's just so nice to be able to get a flatizza over here, you know? Because when I was over there, I was always just dying on flatizzas.
Were you really?
Mexican pizzas. And then to see that there, you can actually get some of these traditional Italian meals like flatizzas over here. It's great. Yeah.
See,
turkey bacon avocado flatizza, that was always one of my favorites in Rome.
Wait, you're telling me you got Chef Boyardee from the place where they make Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, the legitimate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm
Chef
jealous,
Boyardee, that's a great story, by the way. I was going to do a sketch about him a couple years ago, and I ended up doing a lot of research about Chef Boyardee. That guy was a fucking gangster, dude. He, like, literally came up. I mean, he started almost like in the open mics. Like, he fucking was making up these sauces, going to small restaurants. People were trying them out. Like,
really?
Yeah, Chef Boyardee is a fucking dude. He was.
Fuck, we've been wasting our time, dude. It should have been impostas.
Oh, are you kidding me? I lose sleep over that every night. Why didn't I come up with beefaroni?
Telling me we couldn't think of beefaroni? We could have done it. Hell, dude. We thought of fucking
SpaghettiOs.
Dwarf Disciples.
SpaghettiOs, man.
We didn't think of this. You guys didn't think of Dwarf Disciples. I got this feeling that was kind of your own concoction. You've thrown it out there.
Maybe I've had it going on my Twitter for like the last 2 years. Whatever.
Speaking of Twitter, I got to read some of these tweets that people are fucking. People are active, man. We've got an active audience right now.
That's beautiful.
There's a lot of people. Somebody wants to know, Jason Jaffke wants to know, where's the Mantown candle? A good friend of ours gave us a Mantown candle that smelled like...
Mantown?
It smelled like... Yeah. Well,
it smelled like the Castro district in San Francisco.
I know what it smells like. Next question. Next tweet.
Smells like the locker room after a taekwondo tournament.
Oh, yes, it does.
That's how you get the new belt.
he gives you the next belt and the secrecy pin, which you get.
Margie Suarez says, "Have you heard? I've heard that quick fat story several times, but it's still hilarious. Thank you. It is a great story. It's also a big part of my childhood and never forget. As the Jews say about the Holocaust, I say that about my weight problems as a kid. Never forget. Let's see. Nick Sand says, Mo, are you legally allowed to drive?
Huh. Wait, Mo, are you sure he's not talking to me?
Why is your name?
It says
Mo?
850 Mo. 850 Mo?
850 Mo? There's three question marks.
Oh, like I'm retarded. He was doing the SATs.
Oh, yeah. The 850. Okay,
hey,
okay,
fucker,
okay.
If you didn't hear the whole story, I got extra time and nailed that up to an 1150.
Yeah.
It was a positive ending. Yakisha.
They let him handle scissors now.
Yeah. Well, the kind with the little plastic.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's not go crazy here. But you got into college. You got into UCSB, right?
Yeah, I went to UCSB.
You're a gaucho.
I'm a gaucho. I went to a small college within the college called the College of Creative Studies.
Oh, boy.
And it was like a really...
I know what those are.
Yeah, it was a special...
Is that something they made up for people that...
Basically, they were like, hey, might if have you had come ADD. Here, you don't have to take any math or science classes the whole time you're
That's
in college.
That's why I did acting school, man.
You know who else was in my college with me? Steve Aoki. That
really?
DJ Steve Aoki, yeah.
Yeah, the son of the...
Benihana.
Yeah.
Benihana guy.
But that's funny that you guys know it, because in college he was like this really alty-looking, like kind of like, do you drive the shitty car? And he just fucking, he was like a painting major. And everybody was like, that fucking dude's dad is Benihana.
That dog grills chicken right in front of your face if you want him to.
His fucking... family's claim to fame is an onion volcano.
Yeah, an onion
dude,
volcano.
Dude, I would love that to be my family's fucking...
I know, I was going to talk shit too, and I was like, what's my family's claim to fame?
Yeah, dude. Not,
well, my grandfather killed himself.
I'm like, if you had my mom's matzo ball soup, she'll force 9 bowls on you. You'll die of sodium attacks.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so public speaking, did that translate when you got to Santa Barbara?
Well, no, at that point.
Because you were saying you were crushed it. I'm curious what.
I crushed it. I was
in public
really good, yes.
If you're making 12 grand, how much?
I made 12 grand throughout the last years of high school.
What were you speaking about? Like young life.
Pussy, bro. Just speak what you know, bro. You speak what you know. When you're 103 pounds as a freshman, just so much pussy.
Speak what you know. No, string cheese and pussy brigades.
They would basically, I would talk about TRL.
Oh, my God, for real?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, they would be like, the topic was
yeah,
like,
I would listen.
Cloning would be the topic. So, okay. Like, everybody in the country would like, you know, who was in these nerdy little clubs would practice clone. And it would be like a whole year
and
long
then
thing.
How much time do you have to prep for cloning?
Like months.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
it's like,
you'd have months.
Oh, so you can like work out a routine.
Yeah, it was a lot like working out a routine.
Yeah.
It really was.
Wow.
And then my final one, this has never happened before on stand-up yet. I hope it never does. I got to the highest level I'd ever been. And I've been working on this speech in my senior year for like probably good 7 months. I'm at the highest level. Congressmen are in the crowd. It's like this fucking thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I blanked in the middle of my fucking 15-minute speech. I blanked. And I couldn't think of it was bizarre. And the whole crowd, like 300 people, just stared at me like, oh,
dramatic.
Is that a kid
pause?
That got the 850? No, anyway, I just had to stand there for fucking like, 10 minutes. Or no, it was probably like a minute. But then I just remembered it. And then I finished. And it was like, holy fuck. It was like my body and my brain had just betrayed me. You know?
That's
which I heard Daniel Tosh did one time on The Tonight Show. And they edited around it. He just completely forgot his shit in the middle.
Oh, really? We had.
And his career never recovered.
Never. I mean, that's what happens to you.
Now he's serving flatizas.
We had Kevin Nealon on the podcast. And he had a story that happened to him on his Tonight Show, but he did it with Johnny, so that's live. So he just walked out, and as he's walking out, he has no idea what his first line is.
And he just remembered?
And he just, right at the last minute, it just clicked in.
Oh,
and he
that's
went.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it happens sometimes.
I remember my first time on a talk show. God damn it. Yeah, it was actually it was before
Tony Danza.
It was
like Morgan Freeman.
It was like
enough already.
Morgan Freeman. This is a voice nobody.
Oh, this is Tony Danza. I've heard this.
Misunderstands.
This is good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what's great about being me is that for a long time I thought exercise bikes were bullshit. But and I know it sounds like I'm doing an infomercial for a Tony Danza exercise bike, and that's because I am. For $6.99, you can call right now. Call 1-800. You're the boss, and I'll send you 2 exercise bikes with my face on the spokes. So anytime you're spinning at home or at work, that's the great thing about these bikes. You can pack them up like a fucking scooter. Just fold it up. You know how scooters fold?
Oh, no, it's
they
fold.
You've
they fold.
Mo, you look like you got a scooter.
I got a couple of scooters. They both fold.
Yeah, you look like one of those man boys.
A lot of man boy, a lot of scooter.
Yeah, a lot of scootering. Yeah,
a lot of flatizas. I kind of embraced the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. You look good in shirts, by the way. So here's the thing about my bikes. You can bike as far as you want, sweat as much as you want, and guess what? You never get hungry. And that's because you got these little dwarf disciples behind you who are fucking stabbing you with acupuncture needles that are supposed to be helping your back, but they're they're actually just giving you lesions so that when people butt fuck you, yeah, you have no problems telling them, hey,
I have a
take
question.
It easy back there.
Are they stabbing
That's
you with their penises in your asshole?
TonyDanza.com, and I'll send you two free bikes. Yes, to answer your question, Mo, yes. And that's two free bikes at Danza.com. Enter the promo code, you're the boss. I'm the boss? Yeah, I'm the boss. It's a long promo code, but it'll get you two free wheels, because these wheels fall off every time you ride them, because the product's a piece of shit.
And during this bit.
It seems weird that he then said bad things about his own product at the end. It's kind of like one of those...
I'm really confused about what I'm selling, actually.
It's kind of like one of those pharmacy commercials. At the end, he's like, bike may or may not work, bike may or may not count, ass lesions, bike may or may not turn you into a dwarf.
Ass lesions. Ass lesions would be the first thing to make me not purchase something.
Pretty sure the ass lesions are playing Bonnaroo next year.
You guys talking about my podcast?
Yeah.
Ass lesions?
We might as well.
The Mo versus the World, which, but before we get to that, I just say props to Mr. Adam Ray over here.
That was a good
because
impression.
Tony Danza is one of Adam Ray's new followers on Twitter.
Yeah, dude. That happened. I just got back from Vegas, the Tropicana Laugh Factory. The hour that I got there, the first hour of being in Vegas, Twitter goes boop boom. And I'm like, whoa, who's following me? Guess what, man? Tony Danza's following me.
Damn right.
Yeah, dude.
How do you think that happened?
Don't know, man.
But guess
get
what?
To the bottom of this.
I immediately am like, yo, might hit the craps table. Fucking my luck. I'm feeling good right now. Danza's following me. Like, you know,
yeah.
Vegas wants me to win this week. Yeah, it was incredible, dude.
How did the craps go?
I didn't play craps. I played blackjack. I won't play. Blackjack's the only game that seems worth. Here, roulette is. I have a buddy who wants me to play roulette every time I go to
it's
Vegas.
It's the most exciting visually.
Yeah.
You know, there's
roulette
the spinning,
is the
colors
most,
spinning.
Yeah,
colors.
Ball,
where's
yo,
it
guess
land?
What? Here's roulette. Black. Fuck. You're a failure in 2 seconds. You just fucking. All you have to go back to your wife and be like, I can't even fucking pick colors right.
Why do you have to say it?
But
like
I do have an exercise.
Why
bike?
Do you got to say it like an
but
Italian
I do have
guy?
An exercise bike that you can purchase.
I got so many flatises, I can't pick them right.
I don't know. But, that's a Hebrew Italian guy.
Back to your podcast, Mo. It's called Mo versus the World.
Yeah,
and we just launched it. We have
on the All Things Comedy Network, which we are a part of.
Right, we're comedy
brothers.
Yeah,
a handshake.
So basically, what I
like
do,
Eskimo brothers.
I got Catherine Reitman, who plays Noreen Ponderosa on Always Sunny, Tooth, and she is the co-host, and she introduces topics, and I have a different comedian on each week, and we just riff on them, and then I have the audience vote in who's funnier, and we just battle, and we end up insulting each other, and it's very aggressive and competitive and fun. The first one I have is with Eric Griffin Montez from Workaholics. He's on there. He's been a guest on this show.
Mm-hmm. He's the one who helped us come up with Quick Fat.
That's right.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, if you're going to try to come up with a fat nickname, bring in someone who's got some fat experience. And that's the kind of thing the podcast is. Basically, I just insult the shit out of my guests. The shit out of me.
Wait,
and Michael Costa this week, and you're each coming on
That's right.
Separately, so we really dig into, you know, it'll be like behind the music. I'll get to find out what Axel thinks of Slash or whoever sees yourself as that.
Yeah. What
Slash.
Now, how you were even talking to me, you had some trepidations about even starting a podcast because you were like, at this point, like, I mean, I know friends who aren't I feel like it's only comedians, but, you know, if you do your research, obviously there's sports podcasts. But
there's so many podcasts.
But, I mean, people who aren't even in the business who are just like, aren't even actors that are just like, I want to fucking talk about some shit and I want people to, you know.
My roommate in Hollywood has a podcast and she just talks about who she's slept with. And that's
That sounds better than my podcast.
Yeah, let's actually plug that one. Mo, just take a breather.
Okay, cool. Hers is called Suzanne Fucks the World. If her name were Suzanne.
Yeah.
It is. It's Suzanne Summers.
It is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you guys get so many famous people from the 80s.
I'm rooming with Suzanne Summers.
She just does a live video. She might do a live video on Coco.
Is it called Two's Company?
Was she on vibrator?
Was she on Three's Company?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she was on Three's.
So that joke, the Thighmaster.
So then that joke was awesome.
She did the Thighmaster, which actually, if you buy two Tony Danza motorcycle bikes, two Tony Danza still standing motorcycle bikes, that's what I call it. It looks like a motorcycle. If you buy two of those now, you get a free Thighmaster from Suzanne Summers herself. And if you order now, you get a Ronco food dehydrator, bagel diomatic food slicer.
I'm sorry, is that Ronco?
Yep, Ronco food dehydrator. The guy who had the whole set it and forget it thing.
I was going to forget this bit.
I am starting to hate the entire decade of the 80s just because of this impression.
Just because of Tony
Danza. I associate it with Tony Danza, I now hate those 10 years.
Yo, somebody said good Morgan Freeman impression. Elizabeth did.
Was she talking about the one you just did right now about the bikes?
I think we're a little bit of a delay.
Or was he talking about this one? The perfect Morgan Freeman impression. Dude, it's spot on. I was God in those movies with Steve Carell.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The
I don't know.
Evan Almighty's?
Nah.
You know what's funny? We talk about, we love Morgan Freeman so much on this podcast. He was the guest on my Ferguson episode when my stand up. He was the guest.
No shit.
Yeah, and but we pre-taped my stand up, so I didn't get a chance to.
That's so funny because when I did Ferguson, same thing. They pre-taped it, so I was technically on with Jenny McCarthy and somebody else, and this was in 2007, but yeah. I never met him. Paula Abdul was there.
There you
and
go.
And she cried in the green room before the show.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, then, I've heard some crazy stories about
it. And she had been crying back.
Do you know why?
I have no idea, but as soon as she went into
she found out that Cartoon Fox and her Opposites Attract video was cheating on her with fucking Roger Rabbit. Or
all right, someone. That's a strong 80s reference. I got to give it up for that one.
Which one was that?
Come on, dude.
The Opposites Attract?
Scat Cat? MC Scat Cat?
I mean, that's incredible that you even know the name of the Fox.
I pulled an MC Scat Cat.
Paula Abdul has a music video. That'll you know the Opposites Attract song?
Sort of.
Oh,
now I got it.
We go together, let's opposites attract. Two steps forward, two steps back. Now we got better because opposites attract.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
I don't know. Is that like an intro to a show?
That's a Paula Abdul hit
song. That was a hit song?
Yeah. And there, in the music video.
I'll pull it up.
In the music video, Mo, there's a cartoon fox that she's like, apparently that's who she's jamming with. And it's like opposites attract. Not only
so they're really,
female,
yeah, they're really opposite.
Not only male, female. She's going female bestiality, male animal, cartoon animal. Yeah. She's fucking this dude on several different levels.
I feel like if I was a girl and I was going to date
a cartoon
animal, it would now be a fox because how do you trust that guy? Am I right?
He's just like a guy.
Animal humor?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing on... All right.
Wait, let's get back to you entering college. You're a gaucho, which somebody here is stoked about. Sweet. Mandel is a gaucho, too. Brian Pacheccio.
Oh, I love Bri. I remember Bri doing keg stands. Oh, there it is.
This is the song?
She's sucking that fox dick
yeah.
right now.
What does the fox say? I want to bang Paula Abdul. That's what he says.
I'm just imagining.
How do you not remember this song?
I'm just imagining like a woman with big hair and shoulder pads doing some sort of MC Hammer moves.
That's exactly what that is.
Mo, don't you remember this?
I grew up in the country. We couldn't get cable, so I never had MTV.
Did you guys not have cable?
We couldn't even get cable.
What shows did you have growing up?
Saturday morning cartoons, Beverly Hills 90210 was like the big thing for me. My brother would watch that every fucking, and you know, and if anyone was like a real hardcore old school Beverly Hills 90210 fan, and you remember like how disappointed it was when they didn't have scenes from the next?
Of course.
Oh God, it would kill me.
No teaser.
They come back from the commercial break and it's like the news. You're like,
the episode ends. I remember when Dylan's car blew up.
Yeah, dude.
You don't know if he's inside it or not.
Yeah, at least stroke me off a little bit to get me to next week. Yeah. Come on.
Show me one shot of Brenda, like, you know.
Dude, and I auditioned for this show this year called Mystery Girls for ABC Family. You probably auditioned for it, too. And it was like, it is Jenny Garth and Donna on the stars. I was like, oh, then that would be a crazy
turn
of events.
We just got a text saying that show was canceled.
Was that just because I mentioned?
Oh, this is why you have so many dwarf disciples. It's that quick wit.
That's quick, dude.
That's
what I got.
So when you get to Santa Barbara, you're like, I want to be a comedian at this point? Or
No. I didn't. I wanted to be a creative writer. I wanted to be a Jack Kerouacian type. I wrote a novel after my freshman year of college.
That's too smart for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't say it was good. And I wrote a novel called Midnight Delirium. And as I remember, it was like kind of like an angsty college student meets like Fight Club, which had come out that year, which affected my writing for
now,
the next year.
Everyone's trying to write that kind of novel.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's funny because now I got like a literary agent down here in LA and I've sold a few like, you know, shows. So I went back and I was like, let me go back and read that novel. Maybe I could sell that novel.
Mm-hmm.
I could not understand what it was even about. The emotions that I had running through me when I was 18 or 19 were so strong, and the angstiness you have at that age. That I was like, wait, this guy's like fucking the ocean now, or what is happening? Dude, like, it was so artsy and weird. It was, yeah, but not in a good way, though. I mean, there was no sweet little cups on its lower back. It was just.
I was going to make a David Lynch reference, but that was way better.
Yeah. Dude, well, it was very Lynch. Yeah, because I'd also loved Blue Velvet. So I was like really into all this like artsy shit at the time. And so it was like a little too you know, I just remember being like I'm never going to sell out. I'm going to do this. And, yeah. You know, I'm going to do this. And then I got to LA and I'm like, anyone got any Hollywood dicks I could jam in my mouth?
I need to pay this rent.
I mean,
sell out quick.
So what, so what did you do?
So anyway, I was writing. That was all I was going to do. Was going to be a novelist and everything. And I wrote all through college. And then somehow at the end of college, like right when I was finishing, I was like, I don't know why I got this idea. I'm like, I can't get anyone to read anything I've written. Like, I can't even, you know, you can't even get your girlfriend to read like a fucking novel. You know?
And you can't just like drop. I mean, they have those mass mailings, or you could show up to an agency and drop your script off, and they're like, Mo Mandel, the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Nobody's going to want to read this title.
Well, that was a working
title. Didn't this
title.
Guy score 880 on his essay?
That's what I put up. Like, highly influenced by the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Got an 850 on my SATs the first time. Yeah, not legally allowed to drive, referencing that tweet. Anyway, so I was like, dude, I want to write something that I can just force people to listen to.
Yes.
And I was working at this summer camp over the summer after my senior year.
Jewish camp?
No, it wasn't a Jewish camp. It was actually a Mormon camp, oddly enough.
Oh, how'd you get to a Mormon camp?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't realize it was a Mormon camp.
Oh, okay.
And you know when you meet, like, I used to be like, okay, well, I think I was like 21 when this came out. When I was doing this camp. Do you know, like, when you meet, like, a group of guys at that age, you're like, trying to fit in?
Yeah. You really want to impress them because they're hot and you're like, you don't know where you're at sexually yet.
No.
All of a sudden, you're in the locker room. Everyone's got their shirts off.
Exactly.
They're snapping towels. One thing leads to another.
2 months later, a bunch of cups show up on your lower back and you have to assume it was that from that incident.
No, but
I remember I was like, we were in this camp and they were talking about, although there's going to be the families. I'm like, and I made some joke. I was like, oh, what if any, because it's a family camp.
Yeah.
So the people go with their kids. I said to them, I was like, so what if they had like 16-year-old daughters? We're totally allowed to hit that, right? Like, just make it like a joke or whatever. And I didn't realize that like everyone else at the camp was like hardcore Mormon. And it was like a family camp run by a sect of Mormons from Utah that all wanted to live in Santa Barbara for the summer. So they all would like run this camp. But it wasn't officially Mormon, but it totally was.
The only thing worse you could have said is, I hate Carl Malone.
And Well, that or just said, anyone want some caffeine? The devil! You know, so they hate caffeine, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they hate it, but they don't.
They can't have it because they might get addicted to it.
I like Mormons, though. I think they're actually pretty fun.
They're nice.
They're very fun and nice and generally pretty good looking, I feel like.
Yeah. So the camp.
You're solid on bike safety?
I'm guessing you wrote about this camp.
No. So what happened was, during the summer, I had just been like sketching out jokes. You know, I had gotten really drunk one night and my girlfriend at the time was really pissed at me. And I wrote some, I think the first, I remember I woke up and I just thought of this. I tried to write jokes before. Because my cousin's a comedian. My cousin is Sue Kalinske, who, old school comic.
Of the famous Kalinskes?
Of the Flying Kalinske sisters.
Yeah?
No, but Sue Kalinske has worked, she's like on The Tonight Show.
Yeah,
she's done a ton of shit. Yeah, she's done a ton of shit. Was very successful, you know, when she was doing stand-up. And so growing
up,
I
watched the music video of her dancing with the fox.
Yeah, she is the fox, actually, in that video. Anyway, so growing up, I'd watch her on, like, the Bob Hope special. She hosted a show on Comedy Central.
No shit?
Yeah, it was called, like, Short Attention Span Theater. And now she's working in reality TV and other stuff, and she's writing a movie and all this. So anyway, I'd always kind of thought about it, but I woke up after being really drunk and I wrote, I don't know why I wrote this, like, hey, anyone know that guy who gets really drunk and embarrassing himself? Cool, so I don't have to introduce myself. Like, that was my
hilarious.
Fucking, yeah.
Boom, that's self-deprecating. Right.
Either one of you can use that, by the way, if you want to take that and make that your closer.
I'm good, Mo.
All right, well, that's on the table. For $50 donation, anyone also at home can use that.
Buy like a stand-up comedy starter kit.
By the way, we've sold three of the five CDs that we put on here.
How many cartwheels am I on tap for?
Oh, man. So far, 27.
People actually are paying us to not have you cartwheels.
No cartwheels?
Yeah, they don't want to see it.
Fair enough.
Coincidentally enough, for $95 you put up here, have a 5-minute improvised debate on the topic of your choice.
Oh,
that actually seems like something that worth paying for.
Did anyone buy it?
No.
That's a lot for a 5-minute debate. I feel like that you guys could bang out like six of those in an hour.
We can do like
if my math is right, exactly six 5-minute debates.
$8.50 on the SATs coming through.
I don't know
right
if I'm adding those fractions right, but it seems like it adds up.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, the long story short, towards the end of the summer, I had written a bunch of jokes, and I told all the other counselors, hey, look, go into the laundry room at 1 a.m. tonight. I'm going to do stand-up. And everyone was all like, right. What the fuck? All right. So they all went in there, and they hung out, and I came out from behind a dryer. And my friend introduced me, and I fucking did 10 minutes, and I kind of killed. And I was like, fucking into this.
Dude, that's awesome.
I had a lot of – I think I had a big bit at the time about, like, if Superman came back now – he would have to sue Superboy for copyright infringement.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
It was the way I said it.
No, though. But
in context, it was funny. Hilarious.
But also, that's funny that like your brain was thinking of that type of outside the box silly shit at that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so easy to go, you could be like, hey, like, have anyone seen like camp counselor like Jefferson? Like, boy, her tits are so saggy. She could probably tie her shoes with
them. Yeah,
like,
yeah, it was a Mormon audience, so you want to stay away from any of.
But you could have thought to take a risk and been like,
you know, it's weird. I didn't think about that, but you're right. Yeah. I didn't. That I don't have. What happened to my act? How did it get so negative and dark now?
that was my next question here on the on the map here.
How did it get so negative and dark?
Not negative and dark, because I don't think I would not think of you as a negative comic. But you're like I was saying, like the amount of passion you have in everything you talk about. Sometimes comes off as your demeanor can get a little aggressive, right?
You could be reading like the rules of checkers, and it would just be like, when you jump into the last square, you're a king, motherfucker.
Anyway, that's Morgan Freeman, but if you were doing it, you know.
No,
you know when you play checkers,
like that's
that's good.
There's a Mo Mandel, everybody.
How long have you been working on that?
Never. That's the first time I've done it.
Fuck,
second time I did it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, second time.
What did you do it on somebody else's podcast? You dick.
No. I actually did it too.
Well, they wanted you as a guest.
Our buddy Mark Sotelo.
You got to come onto my podcast and battle me as me.
Ooh,
Mo versus Mo.
I'll take it. Give her. This fucking business.
No, he's just doing Morgan Danza.
What's
your question? I understand.
So now, what about stand-up at that point then made you go, all right, now I want to try to do this as a career? And
you know, you just get addicted to it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I want to reference what you said, like, because I feel, like, I don't feel...
good about where your career's at. We'll get into that in a second, Mo. But back to stand-up.
I'm on Kogo TV. I'm feeling pretty good. But listen, no, I don't feel like I'm like that dark and negative, but I am, I guess, when I listen to what I'm doing, but I don't intentionally do that. No. I just sort of like sit down. I'm like, all right, what am I thinking about? All right, I used to think like I have this bit I do sometimes about how I think it'd be great to kill myself in my therapist's office just to be like, what's up? Bam, there goes your Yelp score, bitch. I'm dead. You know, and like to me, that's just fucking funny. Like if I purposely get worse in therapy to make her feel like a failure and ruin her self-esteem. But then people see that like, god damn, that's dark. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to fucking talk about? Yeah, you know, like that's...
Well, but at the same time, you're authentic because you're like, and you actually get passionate about these things. And that's the thing that always bugs me about when some people try and do comedy is that they're trying to they fake it because they don't know. So they're trying to be what they think. They're like, oh, well, I really like Jim Norton and he talks about getting shit on. So I'm going to talk about getting shit on. But then they're not clever enough to do it. Like
every comedian when they start out, mm-hmm. every one of their jokes finds its way to like herpes or pedophilia. Like at a certain point when you're just starting comedy, like
sounds like my freshman year.
Sounds like my summer camp studying with the Jewish Karamazov brothers.
Wait a minute. So at what point, like what's, you have that joke though about like your mom and being really supportive, which is really funny about like, even if you, what you say, even if you got caught like, oh, sexual assault that she would.
Oh, my mom is always tries to see me in the right light. I can get accused of rape, and my mom be like, "You're such a go-getter." Was she Jewish? I love
so
that
funny,
tag,
man.
Because that tag kills in places with Jews, right. And then other parts of the country, like, why would she?
Why would she
care that he raped a Jew?
Yo, the first time I even met you was I had to pull your stand-up, your credits. Do you remember when we were? No, it was the first time we met, but it was the first time we legitimately hung out. We were driving to that shitty casino way up north.
I'm doing that this week. I'm doing it a fucking
casino?
Again. Black Oak Casino.
I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
Dude,
no kidding.
This is so fucking funny.
It was you and...
You and me, you and Mark Saratella.
Yeah.
And this is the classic, I tell a story to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to want to know how charming Adam Ray is.
He's one charming
this
motherfucker.
This is fucking, I've never seen anything like this.
Oh, man.
We're driving to the casino. Within 20 minutes, Adam and Mark are eating pot brownies, I think drinking beer, and smoking pot. I mean, it was just so much things that just should not be happening.
So this was before noon then?
Yeah.
And so this was, by the way.
And this is a 6-hour drive to Yosemite. Like, it's not like a short little, you know, trip. It's
I had, like,
ride.
Not done the road at all. Yet. So this is my first taste of
yeah.
Road.
You guys were
like, going
like
on the road.
Bucks.
We're doing drugs.
Yeah, and I'm in the back like, all right, pretty stoked that I have Adam driving now when he's on three different narcotics.
Anyway, I was not drinking for the record.
All right, but you Pop definitely were sure. Eating pot and yes. Probably smoking it.
Fine.
And you were drinking. Now,
read my blogs. It was a fun time.
So, anyway, we get pulled over by the cops. Of course, that's going to happen.
Yep.
And, like, I mean, it was just so mind-boggling because I'm just sort of like, all right, we're fucked. Looks like we're not going to the gig. And then within, like, 2 minutes, Adam sort of, like, the cops, like, this is Morgan Freeman. And he's like, hey, we're comedians. So, we're, you know, naturally that is important to this conversation. Mm-hmm. And the cop's like, oh, well, tell me a joke. And Adam tells him a joke. And I think he does like a Tony Danza impression. And the
No. Well, I would go, you know, Mo Mandel from Comedy Central, Chelsea Lately, to just come out with his new CD. Like, most of the, we're just trying to get up to this gig. Mo just, he's headlining his hometown. It's going to be a lot of fun. All this shit. It was, you know, and just was rattling off things. And I was like, and I'm going up there too. Like, up and comer Mark's great. He just did Joe Rogan's podcast. It's great. If you do listen to podcasts much, dude, Mark Maron just came out with one with Jimmy Fallon. It's great because Fallon's getting ready to take over the Tonight Show. It was like this big fucking thing. He was just like, oh, man. And all of a sudden, he was interested because you could tell he dug comedy. And he was like, fuck, man. Like, just like anybody, he wanted to talk about it right then. So then he was like, as soon as I go, Mo, Comedy Central, he was like, you're on Comedy Central? I'm no shit. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, he's like, you guys want a taser? Take a taser with you. Anyway, but this is the most amazing thing. So he lets us go, you know, immediately lets us go. Now I meet the next day, you guys had to drive back together, and I got a ride from the Booker to San Francisco to do another gig. Mm-hmm. And this guy, John Fox, is like a super abrasive, just fucking like, you know, kind of guy.
Yeah.
We get pulled over by the cops.
Oh, boy.
Within 2 minutes, John's like, hey, I wasn't even fucking driving fast. What the fuck is this? God. He gave him like an $800 ticket. I was like, this is so awesome. Like, one after another, right and wrong. It was like a PSA. This is how you do it. This is how you don't do it.
It's true. If you can make the cop laugh,
I mean,
good.
Still, the fact that Adam was able to pull it off, that is, I've heard of a guy be able to talk his way out of a ticket before
I've gotten out of two.
Well, they're probably dwarf disciples.
Right.
I mean, who's not at this point?
Also, you have to tell him, like, if you give a dwarf, there's got to be some stereotype where you're like, if you give me a ticket, it's like,
I mean, you could do this, but your oldest son is going to have AIDS.
You can give me a ticket, but
I'll haunt your oldest son.
Oh, I'm gonna actually try that next time. But how I got out of it?
Oh, I got a ticket. Looks like someone doesn't want to go to Disneyland for the rest of their life because you'll be blacklisted. What?
Dude, that's a great one.
I have that power.
Yo, that's a great one. No joke.
I can get you blacklisted.
Mr. Williams, you know how fast you were going? You know how much those tickets cost at Disneyland?
Yeah.
What's up?
It looks like someone's never going to have sprinkles on their ice cream ever again. What? You can, seriously?
I know people.
Who do you think finds those sprinkles?
Me and my people, that's all we can lift. Some people do coal, we do sprinkles.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Can I plug a gig?
Please?
Yeah, you plug a gig. I'm going to be headlining the San Francisco Punchline May 14th through 17th and up in A. Ray's hometown of Seattle the next week. I think it's May 24th through 26th.
At the Parlor?
At the Seattle Underground.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go
Mo Mandel, because as you've seen or heard on this podcast, dude's fucking hilarious.
Dude
has a lot of intensity.
A lot of lighthearted, sweet comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Does a lot of jokes about Superman.
Mm-hmm. And Superman.
I'm still doing that bit, by the way.
Well, you should. Dude, no, you're if you're listening and you
Mormons
are,
love him.
If you are up in the north, just go your website, momandel.com, has all your shit.
Yeah,
but Mo is one of the best comics working. Because you're you have great material.
Thank you.
You have a great stage presence.
Uh-huh.
You have a great voice.
Mm.
And you're likable.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I think you do well, is because as much as, like, you know, look at Louis Black. He's likable with all that rage. But you don't even have rage. You just have, like, really strong points. And so it's like when you're talking about something, people are like, I know exactly what he feels about this. And so
I'm always amazed, like, you can only kind of, like, you know, comedy has to be so personal. You can only talk about what you can talk about. I have tried so many times when I've, like, to develop an act that I could do it, like, more like clean colleges or corporates. And to, like, I'm like, let me just try to write some jokes about other stuff. It never works. It doesn't come out of my mouth. People are like, all right, so you don't like staplers. you know, it also was weird for me to transition from, like, and then my fucking mom did this. And, I mean, ballpoint pens. Why are they called ballpoint pens? Why aren't they called AIDS pens? I don't know. It just goes back there very quickly to me.
Yeah, it's I watched did you watch Jim Gaffigan's special last night?
No.
I
love Jim Gaffigan.
Great. And but, like, he writes all these jokes from just, like, I can't write that.
Dude,
I can't make Hot Pockets funny.
You're like, you can literally talk about butter for 45 minutes. Whatever. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's fucking genius. So,
you're like, I've watched you, and I'm like, dude, that's fucking funny. And I got on stage, and I tried to do some dwarf material, and it just didn't go anywhere.
Nowhere. It just didn't go.
This is what I love about Brad Williams watching. You were a guy who clearly loves being on stage to such a high degree that when I saw you get off stage at Adam Ray's, Adam's CD release,
yeah,
you had done so well, and you were were so jacked up, it was like you just knocked out Mike Tyson. You were like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, yeah, it's a great crowd, huh? Oh, fucking up. Oh, they've been good for everybody, man. I fucking crushed them. It was great. Oh, man, it's freaking cool. You started doing push-ups and shit. You were mining sprinkles.
Man,
and the whole thing went crazy.
I started pounding treetop apple juice.
Oh, man.
Like, just pounding
just
it.
One squeeze, done with that juice box. He ate the box.
Just dumping it on bitches like it was in a rap video.
No, but I love to see awesome. People do what they just like. Clearly, you being on stage gives you, like, some sort of thrill boner that nothing else gives you because you get so pumped when you get off.
Pretty sure Thrill Boner's playing Coachella next year.
But yeah, no, they're good. That's they're really strong. It's an a cappella group. A lot of people don't see that coming.
Yo, speaking of boners, and I got to talk about this. I was just in Vegas.
Land of boners.
No, this is I got a massage.
Wow, I got
the good kind?
Well, what?
If you don't know where, if you don't know what I mean by that, I don't
okay,
know.
Where she just does your temples and your calves the whole time.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. No, it was a normal massage, mm-hmm. and it was at the spa there. And hey, man, I'm a guy, and you're gonna get to certain regions. They're gonna set off other regions.
Sure.
You got a full on boner,
dude.
I wonder how often that happens.
It was like I was so relaxed, and it was just like, man, I.
Male or female Asus?
Female.
Okay.
You always try.
Was she good looking?
Dude, she was like mid-30s and like really kind of like this sexy vibe. She's like, I'm putting on this Pink Floyd. Do you mind? Like, it's actually going to like.
You mean you
she's like, instead of like stupid massage music, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, right away, I was like, you're cool.
She's like, you mind if I like smoke a joint while I'm fucking massaging?
Well, I was a little high.
I got this heroin needle.
I'm super relaxed and I'm trying to like not. When it's happening, you get super embarrassed. Because there's a certain part of your body you can't fucking control.
And it's all of a sudden clear to them how small your penis is and its maximum size.
You can't use the grower thing anymore.
It's like, no, that's it. No, but it goes out more. You're actually doing something.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Well, you guys must be speaking for yourselves. But so it, so as it's happening, I just hear her kind of go, I'm trying not to hit it. Because I'm like.
She said that?
And then I kind of start laughing. I go, I'm really sorry about that. I go, I've been trying to work my imagination to make that stop. But it's
been
just
thinking of Mormon Freeman.
But I can't stop seeing you fuck that fox.
But at a certain point, I go, it's just happening. And I'm just going to enjoy the massage. And she goes, it's all good. She goes, I know it's a guy thing. It happens. So then after
it's definitely a guy
and
thing.
Then I just go and
that's definitely true
as it's happening this chick laid last week full on erection. So then I go you know what, I go, I feel bad, I go, do you want to come to the comedy show tonight?
Oh my god,
I gave her tickets because I go, I feel bad about this.
That's a nice boner segue.
There you go.
I think that's a great giveaway, by the way.
Yeah, did she go?
Yeah.
Oh,
she came with her boyfriend.
The whole time you're on stage, you have a boner. You're like, again, I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Your presence is making. I got a buddy.
It's a guy thing.
Whether I'm being rubbed down, telling jokes in front of drunk strangers at 10 o'clock at night, I just get boners.
It was embarrassing.
When I first moved to LA, I was like, I had a girlfriend in San Francisco, and I was still waiting for her to move down and all this. And so I was like, one day I was just like so fucking horny and just like, oh, I got to do something. So I tried to find like a rub and tug massage place.
Going to the Yellow Pages?
You can't find them. Yeah. It's like impossible. And so I found one that was like, I drove around in Thai Town. I was like, that looks seedy as fuck.
Right.
Like, this is definitely my kind of place.
Has to be strip Molly.
Yeah, it looks strip Molly. It was all to be bad. I'm like, going there. I'm like, somebody's touching my penis. Yeah.
There's a Quiznos there that turned into a pizza that turned into a tattoo parlor.
No way my penis is going to be unscathed in this moment. Anyway, I go in there and I do this bit on my Comedy Central half hour, but it's true. Like, I did a bit about it because the masseuse came in and she was fucking like fat. Mm-hmm. And so she started walking on my back and she had these posts on the side of the wall that she kind of held to like keep herself up and walked out.
And you're just staring at those posts like, oh my God, please hold.
The post's like, we can't take it.
Oh no.
And she didn't. And
you're looking at the post like, I don't want her to grab my boner like that. That'd be bad.
And she didn't grab anything and it was just horrible. And then I was like, all right, well, I guess There goes that. You know, but I didn't want to like search again.
No.
You know, you can't, you can only kind of have like a desperate drive around LA in the middle of the night looking for someone to touch your penis moment like once. Once a decade, I think. Once a decade.
You know what? I usually say on this podcast, kids, there's not going to be anything worth listening to that you can take with you for the rest of your life, but that's a great
I feel like that's,
piece of advice.
That would be a nice green card, a nice Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day is coming up.
It is.
Perfect timing.
Right.
But up north, do you, will your friends and family come out to those punchline shows?
Yeah. At the punchline, I get a big group out there.
When you got on like Chelsea Lately and Free, like once you started to get famous, were people like,
this is my
most famous guy from Boonville?
I've been,
I mean, that,
yes, although Charles Manson did own a hotel in Boonville for a short time. So he's technically more famous than me. He's had a lot of TV movies.
Technically. He's got a couple credits.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good... he has a good PR campaign. He got that tattoo of a swastika on his forehead. You know,
gets the word out.
That did wonders.
I've been on Chelsea Lately, I think I've been on over 40 times, and every time after my dad would watch it, my parents would watch it, my dad would find a way to tell me how horrible he thought the show was. He would start out and be like, I think you're very funny. I think that you said about, was it Justin Bieber? It was very funny. But the show was just such a piece of shit. You know, I mean, and the thing is, Me and mom, we tried to watch the show on before that. What is it, Kendra? I mean, that network is just the stupidest shit. I'm like, Dad, I get it. You're not the choice market. Okay, Chelsea Handler's not writing books for a 69 year old Jewish psychiatrist. Okay, you're not the target demo.
Adam, someone bought the. Adam improvises a song on air using facts about your life. So we're gonna get facts about their life. Hopefully.
Okay, so Eric, our technician here, has just informed us. And by the way, we've got about 15 to 20 minutes left. Are you good, Mo? To go to about 7:30?
Absolutely, yeah.
So we'll read some more tweets here, but I completely forgot that there's that we have other incentives other than the CDs. But
so the cartwheel thing's just not moving. Huh? There's really no lot of movement there.
No, but someone just bought the incentive to where we have Adam and I now have to improvise a song about their life.
Oh fuck yeah, this will be good.
Well, right? You know what? I'm gonna go get my guitar for that.
I think you should definitely go get your guitar for that.
And
Mo, could you be our background dancer?
No, we emailed him.
I'm more.
Yeah, all right. So we're working on. So Eric is our tech guy, is getting the facts from who did it?
Carolyn Cox. Is that a porn star?
That's my fucking
song's
mom.
That song's gonna write itself.
That's my fucking mom. That's my mom.
Is that your mom?
That's my mom.
No, it's not.
That's my mom, man.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, look at how sweet your parents and my parents are having a sweet off.
Sweet Jesus.
Look at that. They're like, well, if Mo Mandel's parents are going to be that nice, I'm going to support my baby boy.
Oh, does your mom often watch the Kogo TV network?
Oh, God. All right, let me go get the guitar.
Brad, he's crushed. Oh. He's crushed. It's like when I get someone on Facebook, I get this all the time. They're like, dude, I loved your Comedy Central special. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Then two lines later, I'm a comedian myself. Like, that always comes up next.
Right. Oh, God. She just goes, she just emailed me, too. I just donated to have you make up a song about me.
Hey, Carolyn, I'm going to be in Seattle. I think you live in the Seattle area. Can your mom come to my shows?
All right. Well, once we get the... You got to do it, right?
Well, Adam,
Mom, why couldn't you just put the money in my bank account?
Like, it's better than her just paying your rent like usual. You know, at least she could kind of segue it in there.
I mean, do you need her to email in some details about her life, Jesus. Adam? Or do you think you know enough about her?
I mean, I kind of want to fucking see what the details she sends over are.
I lost my virginity in 82. That bowling alley was cold.
You know what? Keep going, Mo. So far, you're 1 for 2 on the facts. The bowling alley.
Brad Michaels has a really cute face.
Flag teasers turn me on so much I eat them when I bone. I'm sorry. That might not be right.
That's the fucking, if that's not the new flag teaser jingle. Flag teasers make me, what'd you say?
I think it was something that they make me aroused, and I like to eat them while I have
intercourse. I mean, Jesus Christ, Mom. I don't know if we got to do it, I guess.
Is your mom a dwarf disciple?
Dude.
I'm pretty sure she is now.
Will she? Has she been before?
Jesus, why couldn't you just buy a CD, Mom? Fucking.
I love it. Right, this is great.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
It's great. On this podcast. Somebody else put, I have GB quested. I have $10 to donate to about last night. What will that buy me?
I think that gets you the Mo Mandel cartwheel, doesn't it?
Gets you the Mo Mandel cartwheel.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, the camera's right there, Mo Mandel.
I can do it.
Can you do it here? Can you do it from the kitchen into here so people can just see you enter frame?
Yeah, I can do that. You want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Should we get the guy's money first?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to spray my knee and he's like, shank, bitch!
Well, see, GB Quest, it's not up here, so...
I don't know how he's the proper form of payment.
We can put it up.
Yeah, let's put it up. The moment down $10 cartwheel.
Yeah, and if you Google image me, you'll see there's a lot of pictures of me cartwheeling, so you can just kind of upload that episode.
just like do it like a flip book.
Wait, so I'm going to be, because I want to ask you, I'm going to be at the Punchline in Sacramento this weekend. Oh, you ever done that club?
It's phenomenal.
How close is it to Bonnerville?
Boonville?
Bonnerville. 3 hours.
Bonnerville.
You mean Bonnerville, which is what you had during the massage?
Yeah, comedy.
Say that again in a Morgan Freeman voice, please.
I just wanted to see it. Sometimes when you let somebody just say a joke and you don't
he wanted it so bad.
You don't comment on it, you just let the silence sit them.
Look at how red Brad's face. He was just like, huh? Am I? It did it. Wait, no? Well, okay.
You just,
the dwarf disciples. It's so frowning.
You don't respond and you just stare at them. He just, because I love it, because then he just went, after. Like, come on, right?
You know, and here's the thing.
He knows I'm about to have to write a song.
Cameras in different listeners all around this country, mm-hmm. dwarfs all around the country who are listening were like this when each other. They're like, yeah. That's our guy!
Come on!
Come on!
No!
Please!
And they just start going like this.
That was dwarfs
cheering.
Yay.
Also, a really
guys were mining Skittles, and they would look up at the loudspeakers to listen. Are they gonna laugh?
It's like that scene from Zoolander where his dad's in the mines. He sees him do the look,
dude. Mining Skittles.
Oh fuck,
that's the title of my next album. Mining Skittles. Somehow
live from the sprinkle mines.
Dude, why wouldn't they just Skittles make that commercial?
Yeah, they should.
Just a bunch of dwarfs mining Skittles and be like, that's where they came from,
right? We all need our SAG card Skittles.
This clip, by the way.
That's all right.
Okay. Sorry,
but Mo, I don't know if you know this. We could afford to buy a new one because someone bought
my cartwheel,
and someone bought an improvised song about their life.
You know, perhaps one of Adam Ray's other relatives can buy a new mic clip.
Too soon.
Perhaps next time you have like a bar mitzvah, you should just hand out flyers for the
hilarious. But you're going to tell us about the friends and family coming out and like being like,
oh yeah. I have a lot of friends and family come out, to the shows and
they're like, oh Mo, do you Hollywood now? And people do that to you a little.
They usually are just sort of like, you can tell that your family doesn't really pay attention to your act. Cause like, say you go back and maybe you have like 5 new minutes. You're like, it was all new material. You're like, I don't think you really paid too much attention last time.
I recognize one thing, but they don't know any of that.
Brand new Flatiza chunk, and that's about it.
My family is not, I mean, they're very hip now. So if I, you know, it used to be if I told my parents like, hey, you know, I sold a show to like, you know, NBC, they'd be like, oh, when's that going to be in syndication? You know, they would just sort of, but now they're pretty hip. I'm like, hey, I'm doing this. My dad's like, so was that just like a pilot presentation or some shit?
Nice.
Like they know the shit.
Pilot presentation? Are you going to shoot together a sizzle reel for that?
Yeah. They must enjoy being a part of the process.
But
what's the bumper coming back from the first commercial break?
Any channel I tell my parents I'm on that's not NBC or something like that, which is like, they just think it's like a YouTube channel. I'll be like, I'm on Conan on TBS. I'll be like, do we get that?
Hilarious.
What's that?
Cartwheel's
been claimed. Yo, there you go, Mo Mandel.
Can we somehow, Eric, update the tweets? I haven't seen anybody do a new tweet in a while.
There you go. So can the camera see him if he does the cartwheel? All right.
So I'm up?
Yeah, you're up, man.
Right. Who bought the cartwheel? I want to dedicate this to that person.
Okay.
The person that tweeted it.
Adam Ray's cousin.
No, it was GB Quest.
All right. GB Quest. And our podcast listeners are going to love.
This is not a lot of room.
You got to come through the door. This is going to be like the best sitcom entrance ever.
Yeah, from there,
This is,
It's up further back, too. I mean, if you can't see, there's a very. A very short amount of space for Mo to go from kitchen to, because the fridge sticks out in the kitchen.
Right.
So it has, he has, all right, here we go.
I just want to time out my steps.
Yeah.
Okay. He's definitely prepping. Come on, man. If Kerry Strug can do it.
Yeah, this is definitely not worth the $10. GB Quest, I appreciate the donation, but you just obviously should have given this to a Girl Scout and or homeless person. Holy shit. Oh, my God. That was $10.
Well worth it. Mo Mandel just attempted to do the cartwheel, stopped midway.
Yo, you
fell
okay?
down. Still down.
Still down?
Wait.
Getting up.
He's giving up the Jimmy VP sign, so he's okay.
Hey.
I'm going to do an AC Slater landing. Damn.
Oh,
Wow, that was not advertised.
That was free.
Oh my God! See that? See that? That's the kind of guy.
I got totally scared right when I was going over. I was like, I'm gonna like slam my leg on the computer and break. That's what I thought.
You held yourself up pretty well,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
but it wasn't the best.
That is the power of
Cartwheel Purchase. Let's go, he said. Right, that was 52 seconds ago.
Yeah, so he's gonna see it pretty quickly.
Oh, I can't wait to see what he types in here. Now, wouldn't it be great if he just says shitty cartwheel?
No, you know what?
Man,
I did not specify the quality of the cartwheel. I think that still technically was a cartwheel.
Technically, yes.
If he's not satisfied, I'll try it again. You know, I mean, I want your fans to be happy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you did a good job.
I like that no one bid on my CD, but they did bid on my cartwheel.
So the M word, right? It's out on Comedy Central Records.
Yeah, it came out on Comedy Central Records and iTunes in 2011. I want to do a new. I really do have a ton of new material that I want to put. Mm-hmm. I want to get out there. I'm just prolific, guys. A lot of smart, funny cuss words, anger. So it's probably the name of the special. And anyway, so I do want to. I want to be on the road this summer and then try to record at the end of the summer. We'll see.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know.
And all your tour dates are at momandel.com.
At momandel.com. Yeah. Wait, what?
Where your tour dates?
Oh, yeah. At momandel.com. Yeah.
And they can follow you on Twitter at?
At momandel.
Momandel.
The podcast, Mo vs. the World.
Mo vs. the World. Yeah, check it out. We have Eric Griffin was on, and now Michael Koss is. I drop it every Wednesday in All Things Comedy, so you can go to movsworld.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to come. First of all, you're gonna have to come. What if I just ended with that? You're gonna have to come to the show. Well, we put that up for $15. Mo's gonna have to come. No, you live around the corner.
Yeah, I'll do that for $15.
So you're gonna have to be a frequent guest on the.
I live right around the corner.
Yeah, people really enjoyed you.
I walk my dog by mm-hmm. Adams. Me and Adam like to work on auditions together. And one time I was like, dude, I was supposed to come over. I was like, can I bring my dog over? Yeah. And I was like a joke. I was like, you know, you don't mind. It's like adorable poodle. He's like, nah, I'd rather you didn't. What a fucking dick. Yeah.
Well, you can't have pets in here.
I know, but
in this complex.
And then I said to him, I go, my dog's going to be pissed. And he wrote back, I'm okay with that.
I was like, okay.
He ever sees your dog, he'll explain it to him.
Dude, I love dogs, though.
Oh, man. He's the sweetest.
It's a little poodle?
He's great.
All right.
Is he on Twitter?
He's on Facebook. Actually, my brother made him a Facebook.
Because I'm not joking with that. I was just because that's crazy. People have Twitter accounts for their animals.
People love their dogs. Where can we find your dog on Facebook?
Oh my God! Did you really just ask that?
Yeah. I didn't. Okay, I had nothing to do with this. My brother made this.
I
want to
see the
thing.
Status updates.
Mikey Mandel, Landry Mandel on Facebook. But fuck his Facebook. He's a dog. Go to Mo Mandel Fan Universe Facebook and like me.
There you go. Well, that's are we going to do the song another time? Or are we
going to
do it?
No,
now?
No, I'm going to do it. But let me plug my stuff. Then while I'm going into my room to get my guitar, and,
I will plug my stuff.
And have a quick little cry about what's about to happen. Find me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. All my tour dates at AdamRayTV.com. Get my album Pop. Tart Suicide on my website adamrighttv.com and I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline this weekend. Man, I'm pumped to hear you say that.
Dude,
it's awesome.
It is fucking killer.
I love the San Fran. It's like one of my favorite clubs.
The only thing I should tell you about SAC, the last time I was there, I had to eject 25 Asians.
25 Asians.
Okay.
Because there was
and why?
I'm not like saying they were like,
they heard about your SAT scores.
They were
well done, sir. Well
they
done.
Were. They were. No, it happened to be a group of like 25 Asian kids on like a Sunday, and they were so loud. And one of them, this was like a year ago, so this makes sense in that context. This one of them kid, I said, "Hey guys, you got to be quiet." One of them got up and did the Gangnam style dance, and all the other friends were like, "Oh shit!"
Whoa.
Like
you just got Gangnam.
You just got Gangnam. Yeah, exactly. And they all kids went crazy. And then I was like, "All right, I'm literally not going to tell another joke till those." Guys, get out of here. And then they kicked them all out. And the next day, and then the show was great because that Sacramento Punchline is one of my favorite clubs ever. I think I want to record my next CD there.
Awesome.
And then the next day, I have a tweet from one of these girls that said, "You suck." I look at her Twitter profile, mm-hmm. zero followers. Yeah. She had started
That's
a
how
Twitter
it always
page
works, man.
Just to tell me I suck, which is actually kind of a compliment,
yeah.
I think.
And then,
if you see a group of 25 Asians there, just get ready to rock that shit.
Speaking of Gangnam Style, there's a video, if you haven't seen it online, of Brad doing the Gangnam Style dance,
yep.
The Hammer remix. I posted it. It got like 50,000 hits in a day. All my hard-earned, hard-working sketches that I wrote and produced and spent weeks on don't have a quarter of the views Brad has with his fucking incredible...
You know what the problem is? You brought hard work. You brought comedy to it. Mm-hmm. But you also brought height.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where
people don't like that. People
that's where
like
you
that.
Fell off.
The viral don't like community. That. Not very good. Adam, go get your guitar.
Well, my mom just emailed me and says, you can put off my song until the Mother's Day podcast. Because there's a chance she's going to be down here next week, and we might do. She might be on the podcast.
I think that's just.
So I think I'm going to hold the song off until then.
Okay.
Also, Mo's little one about
you did a little improvised one about it already, saying like I think that bone was, in a bowling alley.
Yeah, that wasn't improvised. I wrote that.
Yeah. So, well, see, there you go.
I've been communicating with your mom before. Got some good facts. Worked with a voice coach.
Well, all right, Brad. We'll plug your shit and then we'll wrap this up.
Absolutely. Yeah, Brad, plug your shit. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. For all my tour dates, go to BradWilliamsComedy.com, where you can buy my two CDs, my album Hi Ho, and also my first album called Coming Up Short. Ventura, California. I'm doing a Southern California tour. Ventura, California, May 9th through the 10th. I'll be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. Pasadena, California. I'll be at the Ice House May 16th through the 17th. And Irvine, California. I'll be there at the Improv May 22nd through the 25th with Adam Ray. He's going to be stopping by. And now he's bringing in the guitar anyway. How are we going out? How are we going out like this?
You want to get your mom's song out of the way?
No, I mean, it's just, you know. He's a white guy and he has a guitar. He has to play it.
Fuck you.
By the rivers of Babylon.
You guys, I can play. You guys can sing.
All right.
What are we playing? Should we know this?
I don't know what we're supposed to be saying.
What are we doing?
Adam Ray's mom was born in 1965
in a small town in Washington.
Yep, that's all you got to do, fellas.
Okay.
She loves sprinkles, 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 straight from the mine. You look so intense.
Adam Ray's
right now.
Mom is a dwarf cyborg. She eats Keebler cookies almost every day. She listens to Mo Mandel's CD and she kind of wonders why he's so angry.
Ooh.
That's sort of a half rhyme, right?
That was like a backdoor rhyme.
Brad does kind of the spoken word singing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've done that. I mean, it's either that or a bad Eddie Vedder impression.
Here, I'm going to do some spoken word, too. It's like,
all right. I am Adam Ray's mom, mother, woman of the world, goddess, bringing life from my body to this world. I am in the universe, rotating around the sun that I have, who started a podcast with Brad, Dwarf Cyple. I pull for us. Amen. Man, woman, vagina. I have one.
should I snap for that?
I mean, yeah. Jesus Christ, I wanted to try to follow that up and do my own stab, but that's the fucking I have.
There you go. He ended on vagina.
I mean, I guess what I would have done was.
Here we go.
I came out of you.
When Dad came into you.
Oh, he's watching
with his penis.
Let me at least have some music behind.
Technically
it.
True.
So, all right, so those are the lyrics. So that's it. So
I had to.
So all right. I came out of you when Dad came into you. Now I'm here singing about it.
Thank God he didn't throw his sprinkles on your back.
Oh, fuck. This has just taken a turn. Ooh, my friends are talking about my mom like that. It's weird. But let's not forget that Brad has lesions on his back. He says it's from acupuncture, but we know that's bullshit. Cause oh, it just is.
Good save. Good save.
Happy Mother's Day.
That was beautiful.
You know what? Guys, thanks for listening to the About Last Night live podcast. Yeah. Thank you to Kogo TV.
We will do this again.
We will do this again. Thank you to our guest, Mo Mandel, who will be back. Check him out at Mo Mandel on Twitter, MoMandelComedy.com.
Thank you guys for having me. This was fun.
This was a blast. Adam, why don't you just play something off? And we'll do something that. I don't even know what that sentence was. I just had a stroke.
I just need to pause. Just because sometimes when you don't
immediately respond to somebody, they feel like they got to follow it up with something.
That's what happens.
So that's what happens.
Yeah, we're comedians, dude. We don't know how to exist. Yeah, in the world, but also, we're not Brad and I, response.
I'm not good with silence, man.
But also the silence. But also, like, that's why. But Brad, if you ever throw it to me in a fucking, like, if we were on a talk show and it was like, and Jay Leno was like, "Hey, Kevin, why don't you just play something off and do something that?" Like, you'd be like, "The fuck are you talking about, Jay?" Here we go.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm in it with a surprise lift, my jaw left hurting. Ooh, $1 moment of cartwheels is a waste of money.
Is that a real twist?
$10 cartwheels is a waste of money. I'll tell you what that kid tweeted. Give me a second, I'll pull it up. Oh, yeah. Here's what he tweeted. He said, I want my money back. Yeah. He said, I want
fuck
my
you, dude.
Money
you're not
back.
Getting it. You're not
yeah.
getting it.
We have it.
It's ours. You don't know how to, you don't appreciate good movements.
All right. Are you going to cut us off?
All right.
That was fun.
Oh. Did he really tweet that?
Yeah.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.